From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Among the greatest blessings of all has been the chance to be with you, the men and women of the Central Intelligence Agency, for the past 9 years and seven as your director. You welcomed me with open arms, tolerated my growing pains, and rewarded me and our country with a sense of purpose, commitment, and loyalty that no words can capture.
The committee concluded that the intelligence community was suffering from what we call a collective group think, which led analysts and collectors and managers to presume that Iraq had active and growing WMD programs.
We in Congress would not have authorized that war. We would not have authorized that war with 75 votes if we knew what we know now.
There is not perfection in this business. It is a tough business where you succeed sometimes and sometimes you don't, despite all of your best efforts.
I am pleased to announce that with your help, the next Vice President of the United States of America will be Senator John Edwards from North Carolina.
Win this election. We're going to make America strong at home. And once again, America will be respected around the world when John Kerry is the President of the United States. That's the America we'll build together.
He's being described today as charming, engaging, a nimble campaigner, a populist, and even sexy. How does he stack up against Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney can be president. Next.
We've got better vision. We've got better ideas. We've got real plans. We've got a better sense of what's happening to America. And we've got better hair. I'll tell you, that goes a long way.